problem for me is that none of those movies sound like they have really fast cars or guns in them. And so it just didn't really like stand out to me.
That's totally fair. You know, I don't know why I didn't think of that, obviously.
Yeah.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Fetch a Pail.
It's your favorite friendship podcast about life,
culture,
and definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, a QTPOCPOS.
And I'm Jill. I'm also a cutie, and I'm also here.
But not a POS.
Or a POC.
What's up, y'all? Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome. How are you, Jackie?
Say good. Good.
Wait, I'm sorry. I want it to be true. Tell me the truth.
Well, the truth is I am good. I'm having the most okay-ish time.
Okay.
It's not bad.
I'll take it.
It's not great. Mm-hmm. I've had better times.
But also probably worse.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay positive.
Yeah.
So I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm not sick anymore.
Hey, that's awesome.
That's good news.
I think you are still very sick.
Sick. I can't do it. You know, pretend like I'm bent down and there's a skateboard.
No, I saw it. I totally saw it.
Well, thank you. I am that kind of sick. But otherwise, pretty good. I think that there's some, I'm going to guess you've got some important life updates for me. Or nothing has changed.
Yeah, I've had an eventful week. I feel like I do stuff. no major life events. I mean, I'm still on the hunt. I do have a lead on an apartment. But I have become numb to hope.
That's totally fair.
So I'm not investing too much in it. I'm just kind of, we'll see what happens. It's actually, as you suggested, a bit of pinball nepotism.
Good.
They're pinball people, and it will be a pinball friendly apartment. So it's a place where I can bring my machines in. But yeah, I filled out an application. It's sounding like the most recent news that I've heard is that it might not become available until July.
Okay.
Which is a little further away than I want it to be. But at the same time, I'm not having much luck anywhere else. So
right.
I'll just practice patience. I'm really struggling with.
Fair. It's one of the boringest virtues.
It's a two-bedroom. I already spoke to a friend that I would like to move in, and they sound very into it. So, I mean, all I need is for things to work out perfectly, which...
Is that too much to ask?
Which I'm not really counting on. But who knows? Maybe.
Could happen.
It's like so hard for me to not be hopeful. Like it takes like, yeah. It's like, it's so fake of me to be like, whatever happens, it'll be fine.
I'm breathing. You
know, I'm just going to go with the flow. Everything's going to be easy.
Yeah, you don't even care.
I don't even care. But deep down, I care a fucking lot.
Yeah, you're super excited and you really want it to work out.
Exactly.
Yep. That's hard.
It's hard. But yeah, I'm just for ya. Doing that. That's been on my mind. I had a pretty good week. I won another pinball tournament. And there was I mentioned a pinball tournament that I organized last episode, and I also won that. So I was like doing the math, and I played in like a 2-week span. I played in 6 tournaments and won 4 of them.
Damn.
Pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I'm feeling great about pinball. In the Premier League that happens in the city, we just finished our final league night. And I placed, out of like 80 plus people, I placed 6th for qualifying. So that gives me a bye. So in the
first... Oh, that's what you were telling me about, a bye. And I was like, that sounds exciting, but I don't actually know what that means.
Yeah.
It means you don't have to play and you get to be in it anyway?
It means I found someone that's into both women and men.
Finally.
I acquired a bye. Yeah, so that means I don't have to play in the first round, which is like, so in the A division, it's the top 24, and the 16 of the bottom 16 of the top 24 will play in a first round, and the top 8, which I'm included in, don't have to play. So we skip the first round of the finals. And then after they finish, half of them will be eliminated, and the final 8 of that group will face the top 8 that I am in. And so I'm guaranteed top 16, which is awesome. Cool. Everyone who's receiving a bye, I don't feel like I belong in this group.
Because they're all so talented. Yeah, you do.
So talented. It's just so cool to see my name amongst these people that are the best pinball players in the world. You know, one of them is an actual world champion, like from the 90s. That's so cool. And so it feels really cool to be in that
group. The 1900s?
Did I not say 90s?
You did, but I was clarifying the 1990s.
Oh my God. Oh my God, you're right. You're right. I said, oh my God, that's so funny. From the 1900s. Yeah, he was a champion in the 1900s. Oh God, we're so ancient.
It's really troubling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot.
The other day, my mom asked me if I remembered Y2K. Why did that come up? I don't remember, but I was like, yeah, I think I was like 15. How would I have forgotten that?
Your mom thinks that you were a baby?
I don't know. It was very funny to me. I think it was like a Jeopardy category where all the answers were alphanumeric and the answer was Y2K. And she was like, do you remember that? And I was like, well, yeah. I was born in 1986, ma'am.
You were there.
That was pretty funny. Do you remember Y2K, Jackie?
Definitely.
Nothing happened. But
nothing happened at all. I think there's an argument that something did happen, that maybe it was the beginning of the end of the world. Because,
Okay. We shouldn't get into it, but that's fair. This podcast is supposed to distract us and our friends from how terrible everything is.
You're right. You're right.
I think it's good to acknowledge once in a while that we are aware of it. We're just ignoring it.
We see you.
Yeah.
Universe. We know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. It's not great.
We're ignoring you.
Mm-hmm. We're doing our own thing. We're staying hydrated.
That's right. But yeah, so the finals are in a week from today, and I'm excited about that. I hope I do well. But even if I don't, like, just to be in the top 16 already, I think last season I placed 14th overall, so...
Which is also really good.
It is good. And even if I end up last out of the top 16, that's a decent amount of whoppers. So that's cool. That'll help.
Yeah. Just in case you're hungry.
Exactly. No pickles, though. And then on Thursday, I had my first night at Gestalt as the bartender and the tournament director.
Amazing.
It was. Hopefully. It almost didn't happen because within the first hour of me being there, I got into an argument with the owner.
He
was like kind of walking back some of the things that we agreed on. And I was like, I'm feeling really disrespected right now. Like we had an agreement and you're no longer agreeing to these things. And I don't think that I can work for you. And we kind of went back and forth, and I was so close to just walking out and canceling the whole thing. But then we decided to talk about this later, and he agreed to do the thing that we talked about that night, and mm-hmm. we would revisit it. And so at the end of the night, like, it was an awesome fucking night. There was hella people. The bar made a shit ton of money. I had one of my very petty agreements with this man who accused me of giving away free beers was to give away free beers.
Yeah, so good.
So we gave away a free beer to every player, which was a hit. Everyone loved that. But at the same time, on top of that, a lot of people spent a lot of money still.
Right.
And so when he came back at the end of the night and saw how much money was made, he was like, okay, I'm glad that you stayed. I'm glad that we worked this out. You were right, type of thing. Because I made the bar a shit ton of money, and that's what I do. That's kind of what right. I do.
Like, yes.
Just let me do my thing, because you will be happy at the end of the night.
Right.
So
yeah, you got to like invest a little up front to get people relaxed and having a nice time and feeling excited.
Exactly. You get it.
Yeah, I do.
So that was cool. That was a fun night. And I made some decent money, which...
is probably helpful.
It's so helpful. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, it makes me feel more, I don't know, secure and safe. Like,
yeah.
Not having to worry. Like, and then also knowing that I'm going to make that amount of money next week as well. Just feels good. That helps a lot.
Well, that's also good. Yeah, because if you are stuck in your current living situation for a couple more months, it won't be as tight.
Exactly.
And you can have more treats to make it feel better.
Hell yeah. I like where your brain's at. We think the same. mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I didn't do anything on Friday, but on Saturday I celebrated a friend's birthday at a pinball place. And really made up for the month of sobriety on that night.
Perfect.
Yeah, but I had a really, really fun time. It was at a pinball place. We're all pinball people. It was a pinball place. And I really felt a sense of like community and friendship with these people and just had a really great time. And I had some really great conversation. And at one point in the night, actually, this is so funny, the funny timing, because I shot my shot with someone.
Ooh.
I saw someone that I thought was cute. They were playing pinball next to me and they had like a rainbow bracelet on. And so I told them about Queer League. We exchanged information. We exchanged Instagrams. And we were joking about DDR or something like that because they were into DDR. And so later in the night, I got a message from them on my phone, on Instagram, that said, we should play DDR together. And I responded later, after I left, I was like, yeah, I'd be really into that. Also, I think you're very cute.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Shot my shot. And then on Instagram, you can see when they see the message. So they've seen the message now for 2 days and haven't responded.
I'm still proud of you.
Thank you.
You gotta try, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they sent the first message that said that they wanted to play DDR with me. Like,
right.
I just don't understand why me saying that I think you're cute would change that.
The conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say something back.
Yeah. If somebody told me I was cute, I would say thank you.
Yeah, right? Something.
Yeah. I think even if I was like, oh, I'm not like looking to pursue anything other than a friendship, not a big deal. Friends Perfect. Can think that you're cute.
Perfect. Yeah, I was having a discussion with my friends about this, and not responding is not cute.
Agreed. You should just wait like 4 more days and then say, never mind. That won't be weird.
Or just something subtle like -1 cute. Like every day they don't respond -1 cute. Okay.
Can you edit Instagram messages after you send them? And then it like shows the edit history, but you just like go in and just delete the last part.
Or add a kinda. There's an edit that says, I think you're kinda cute. And then if enough days go by, it says, I think you're a little cute.
Yeah, I think we've solved this problem.
The funny timing is just before I hopped on to record with you, they liked my most recent photo that I just posted.
Oh, okay. So they're not like, they didn't just get like weird and like block you or something stupid.
No.
They're still like somewhat engaged, but not responding. That's odd. Some people just are really bad at responding to stuff.
Well, yeah, that's not good for me either.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm so needy. But at least I know it.
That's true. It's important to know what your needs are.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that's been my week mostly, I think. Did you get into anything fun?
Yeah, so I did make those
oatmeal things. Yeah, how'd they turn out?
They actually turned out really good. They tasted just like an oatmeal cream pie. Like, Perfect. Just like it. So the frosting was a little too sweet for me, so I ended up adding a little bit of cream cheese. And it, I think, made it even better. That's my personal opinion about my own improvement to the recipe that professionals made. But it was, like, kind of a texture I hadn't experienced before. I thought it was going to be more like a cake, but it's like a cookie bar.
Yeah.
So it was like thick and dense and chewy, but it was like very delicious. And even though it had frosting on it, I was like, there's so much oatmeal in it. And so I felt great about eating it for breakfast.
Hell yeah.
Which is, you know, that's the whole point, really. Eating candy for breakfast. I mean, not candy, dessert. Dessert for breakfast is the dream. So this other thing happened. We had been eating it sort of all week, and the frosting is kind of gloopy because there's marshmallow fluff in it. Ugh. And so there was like a lot of frosting on the knife, and I licked it, okay?
Did you?
I put a knife in my mouth and licked the frosting off of it. And then like 10 minutes later, noticed that I had cut the shit out of my face.
Oh my God.
I didn't even feel it. I didn't even think about it. I wasn't like, there was no conscious decision to lick the knife. It was not something I thought. It just happened.
Sometimes you get hypnotized by the sugar.
Exactly.
And it takes
I was in a sugar hypnosis. and I just sliced open the inside of my lip with a tiny little knife.
And the sugar was whispering, hurt yourself.
You don't deserve to be happy. Thanks a lot, sugar.
Fucking sugar, man, I tell ya.
Lesson learned. What an idiot.
Are you okay?
I'm totally fine. It was not like a deep cut. It's like, you know, if your mouth, like if you split your lip or something, like it bleeds so much and then it usually heals really fast. Like mouths are bleeders and healers, I guess.
Yeah.
So it was just one of those. It wasn't bad.
Was it Cutco?
It was Cutco. Yeah. So you know it got me. It was a paring knife.
That shit good. Does not fuck around, those Cutco knives.
No, it really gets you.
If you'd like to buy a set, please reach out to me.
You are.
This has been an ad for Cutco.
I was going to say, did we just time travel to 15 years ago? When's the last time you sold Cutco?
I think that was probably the last set that I sold.
It was to my mom.
Yeah, the set that cut your mouth.
Thanks a lot, Past Jackie.
Hope that's cool.
Yeah, anyway.
Those oatmeal.
Good treats.
That sounds like something that you could really enjoy with a morning cup of coffee.
Yes, absolutely. Delicious with coffee.
Yeah, that sounds good. I would never make it, but I'll fantasize about it. I'm just so lazy.
That's fair. I'll make them again sometime. Maybe I'll make them when you come to visit, or maybe when you decide you are ready to be my neighbor. Okay.
That's a fair
deal.
3 to 5 years. Once I found my glucose guardian.
Yes.
Plural.
Plural, yes. Absolutely. I did this other thing where I saw on Instagram that you could take your oven racks, if they're very dirty, and just put them in the grass. Like overnight, and then the next day you can just like wipe the gunk off of them. And normally I would think like, this is, the internet is playing a joke on me and this is stupid and clearly wouldn't work, but it's this lady who I follow who does like green cleaning hacks. She's like an environmentalist lady who doesn't want to use chemicals, and she's always cleaning shit really good, and I believe her usually.
did it work though?
Okay, well, here's what happened. I put the oven racks in the grass. And then 4 days later, I turned on the oven to bake a casserole and realized there were no racks in it. And I ran out and picked the racks up out of the grass and put them back in the oven. So I have no idea if it worked, because I didn't even try to wipe the stuff off because there was no time.
I feel like it would only work in certain climates, like... It would have to be like a dewy mm-hmm. place, right?
That's true. I mean, she's in England, so it's, the climate there is not that different from the Pacific Northwest. And it was dewy, but it was dry by the time I picked it up. I'm not really sure. I think it's supposed to be like some sort of negative ionization thing. It's science.
Oh no. Yeah. It lost me. There's no way. There's no, I don't believe in that.
Science. you heard it here first. Anyway, it probably didn't work, but it was stupid.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the summary of my week, I guess. We did a big moving day at the other house and got a lot of stuff done. I'm feeling accomplished, but also I did a lot of stupid things. And then I still, like, I have to work, and I have to use my brain at work. But my brain is stupid.
Oh, no.
So, everything's fine. It just feels hard.
Well, I don't think you have a stupid brain at all. I like your brain.
Thank you. I like your brain, too.
Thanks. I feel like you get my brain. I don't know what I would do without you, because a lot of people don't get my brain.
Yeah, it's important to have at least one person, like, understand what you're saying when you talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if you get our brains, will you leave us a comment on this episode and being like, just tell us that you get our brains. You get that brain.
Yeah, we need a little bit of encouragement once in a while.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. I had a really stupid brain on Sunday because of all the drinking.
I was gonna say you were hungover, right?
Yeah, I think there's still like a little bit of residual hangoverness.
I like it when you just drop the H at the front. Hungoverness.
Hungover. Yeah. Hard G.
Hungoverty.
Should we
my mom, I'm sorry, I got immediately distracted.
That's okay. I love your mom.
Oh, I love my mom too. And she loves us. Okay, yes, we're going to the corkboard.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you.
All right, welcome back. Jill, I have a surprise for you.
No, oh my God.
I'm just kidding. I don't have a surprise.
Oh my gosh. I cannot handle this roller coaster of emotions. Okay, we're back. Do you or do you not have a surprise for me?
I don't.
Okay.
Next time, I'll have a surprise for you. Do you get how that's kind of like an oxymoron?
Yeah, I do. Yes. That's
funny. It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny, but it's also nothing because either I'll be surprised that you don't have a surprise or I won't be surprised that you do have a surprise.
Hell yeah. Paradox.
Oh, inception. Yeah. Is that what it is?
It can be.
Okay.
Oh, I do have a fab check, actually. Can I start with a fab check?
Yeah, I'll throw some in at the end.
I guess it's not really fab check, but when I think of fab check, I just think of like a callback to something we talked about before.
Agreed. That's also what I think it is.
Cool. So we talked about the Beavis and Butthead SNL sketch. Did you happen to watch it?
I actually did. My mom showed it to me.
Wasn't it so funny?
So good. The just like that pure reaction. Tell me, do you remember her name? Is it Heidi something?
Gardner.
Heidi Gardner. When she's already lost it on the first Beavis situation. Is it Beavis first? It's Butthead first. I don't remember. The blonde one. She's already lost it. And then she has to turn around and look behind her to see the other guy. And he's got that ridiculous like tucked upper lip with those like gross front teeth, and he looks so much like him, and she turns around and just immediately laughs so hard she's crying, she can't speak. It was just so delightful.
It's so good. And it's funny because you know that she's sitting in that chair leading up to that turnaround where she has to look, and she is like probably in a panic because she knows that she's already broken. She's on the verge of breaking again. And she has to turn around and look at this ridiculous looking person. Oh, and
so
it's just
so ridiculous.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's up there with Debbie Downer. If you still haven't seen it, listener, go check that sketch out.
I also recommend.
Ryan Gosling just premiered a new movie called The Fall Guy. This movie about being a stuntman. And him and Mikey Day, who play that character, attended the red carpet in L.A. as Beavis and Butthead.
I saw the pictures of that, and I was confused about what was happening. Okay, so is it a movie premiere? Makes more sense.
It's a movie premiere that has nothing to do with SNL or Beavis and Butthead, but just Ryan Gosling decided that he wanted to go as Beavis and Butthead with Mikey Day is incredible. I fucking love that so much.
That's so funny. Yeah, that's really great. Do you remember, speaking of amazing SNL skits, do you remember Bill Hader as Stefan on Weekend Update?
Absolutely.
Okay, I figured. I recently learned that a lot of the reasons why he would break during those sketches is because they would last minute switch out some of the lines with like cue card lines that he was not expecting to read.
Hell yeah. I love
that. Which I just love as like a concept for comedy is like the person performing should also be surprised.
Right. Yeah. The news anchors, Michael Che and the white guy, I can't remember his name.
Colin Jost.
But they swap jokes and they write jokes for the other person that are like mildly racist.
Yes. Those are also very fun.
They're so funny.
Maybe we should do one where we write jokes for each other.
I'm down to give this a try, Ski.
Okay, you know I'm bad at writing stuff, though. I'm good at talking, bad at reading and writing.
Well, we could try it. We could try writing these jokes, and if they're not funny, then we don't have to do it.
Oh, what a good idea. Didn't even think of that. I love it.
That's all I got for my fappies.
Okay, I got a couple faps from the last episode. They are brief and not that interesting. So I'll go through them real quick. I said, "That's amazing," at least 3 times after I said I had said it too many times.
That is amazing.
Can't stop, won't stop, apparently. And then this is maybe not important, but the ingredient in most cough medicine that makes me very sick is called dextromethorphan. And I'm just saying it in case other people are like, why does cough syrup make me sick? It might be that, because it's one of the main side effects.
I was actually curious when listening to that episode today what ingredient that was. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And then when I got to listen for the second time to that cover of the Cranberry song, and not just to myself singing it to you, it was really nice. And I understood what you're talking about with the voice. It's like very ethereal.
Yeah.
And like vibey. Oh, and so I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Royal Otis. Good stuff.
Royal Otis. Okay. Those are my only faps. Do you have anything that you are obsessed with?
I do. Oh, yeah. It's this food place. Oh, my God. This is like a real obsession that has maybe gotten a little out of control. My friend Maureen took me to this new Chinese place, but it's like very modern and kind of fancy. And they make their own MSG, which I don't even know anything about that at all.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some research because that's confusing to me. Yeah,
right?
Continue. But, yeah.
Holy shit. Most of their items have mushroom on the menu. And I think maybe even their MSG maybe has a mushroom or something. But I try to ignore that. I just don't want to see any whole mushrooms on my shit. But I got a rice plate with like sweet and sour chicken. And like the chicken is like like it's breaded with like rice flour or something. And oh my God, there's just like so many layers to the flavor. Like, you know, when you taste something and it's just like, I've never tasted anything like this before. There's like flavors that I have never experienced. And it was
so amazing.
Fucking good. And then the next day I decided to stop by for lunch and they make chicken sandwiches, fried chicken sandwiches with like pineapple bread or some shit like that.
Oh my God.
And like some incredible sauce. And then like 2 days later, I went back for the broccoli beef. And that broccoli beef was like the best thing in the world. And they just don't fucking miss. They're called Mama Fufu. If you're local to San Francisco, they're on Clement. Go check them out. They're so, so incredibly good. A little pricey, but that's why I got that bartending money, baby, for my treats.
Hell yeah, get them treat.
Yeah, that's my obsession. What about you?
That does sound so delicious. I have, you know, about my problems that I have with my body. And my darling partner wanted to get me some nice things for a little mini vacation I took a few weeks ago. And one of the things that he got me that I've more recently started actually using is a shiatsu neck and back massager with a soothing heat. So it's like it goes on your neck or shoulders or whatever, and then it's got these like arm straps that come down in the front, so you like loop your arms through it, and so like you're in charge of the pressure. It's like a tension like leverage pressure kind of a thing, you know. So like you're pulling it against you however hard you want to. So it's like the best self massage tool that I have ever used, and it gets so toasty warm, and I will plug it in and put it on, and it turns itself off after 15 minutes, and then I turn it on again, and then I turn it on again, and then I turn it on again.
Hell
and
yeah.
Sometimes I like wedge it into my lower back in the back of the chair while I'm working, and it just like massages my glutes and like my sciatic, and it's so nice and so relaxing. I don't know if it's actually like helping, but it does make me feel more chilled out, which
that
has
sounds
to be
like
good,
help.
Right?
Yes. That sounds like help to me.
Okay, you're right. It's definitely helping with something. I don't know if it's good for my muscles or not, but it's good for something.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, I've been using that kind of all day, every day.
I've been on the fence about buying these. Okay, so the two big surgeries that I've had where I've been put under, they put these compression things on your legs. They're like air compression things, and they just like pump like every 3 seconds or whatever.
Is it just for circulation or?
I think so. I'm not sure. But they're the most incredible things in the world when you're on drugs recovering from surgery. And I joked with them before. I was like, I really want to get these things. But apparently, I don't know how this happens, but these air leg massagers have been popping up as advertisements for me in my feeds. And they're only like $50, and I've been on the fence about buying them because it also makes me feel like I think those are for like people with bad circulation. And I'm not, I don't think I am, but they just feel so good. I kind of want to get
them. Yeah, $50 isn't that bad. I think my thing I'm talking about was probably like $40, and it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, maybe this might have to go into my treat budget.
I think so. If you get them, please report back, because I don't know, maybe I need whatever that is.
Okay, yeah. Now I'm very inclined to get them, and I'll report back.
Okay, great. Very excited.
Did I put anything else in me? I mean, I've been rocking them, rocking with the hot dogs.
The 7-Eleven dogs.
Yeah, they're so good. I have one today.
I mean, hot dogs are delicious. And free hot dogs, I can only imagine, twice as good.
So much better than money dogs.
Get that money dog out of my mouth. I only eat free dogs.
So in my hungover Sunday, I did watch a ton of shit.
Tell me.
I watched... Oh, shit, I went to the movies, too.
That's what
I did on Friday. On Friday, I went to the movies, and I saw Challengers, which is the new Luca Guadagnino film, who you might love from Call Me By Your Name. He's a genius. His films are great. And I remember getting super excited about this movie, Challengers, not only because Zendaya is in it, but because of Luca Guadagnino. But the trailer makes it very much seem like a tennis movie. And there is tennis in the movie, but I knew Luca Guadagnino is not just going to do a tennis movie. There's so much more to this movie. And it's sort of about, it's very queer. It's about this relationship, this sort of three-way relationship with these two guys and this girl. And the guys are like bisexual, and there's like some really tense sexual scenes. And it's they're all very hot. And there's like infidelity, and there's like drama. It was really, really good, and exactly what I was expecting from Luca Guadagnino. So check that movie out if you haven't seen it already. And Zendaya is obviously incredible in it.
The Challengers? Or just Challengers?
Just Challengers.
Okay. I haven't heard of it. And also, I haven't seen that other movie that you said.
Oh, Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
Big, big gay hit with Armie Hammer and...
Ooh.
And Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée Chalamet.
That really put him on the spot, that movie.
Okay, good to know. I have heard of it. I just haven't seen it. I think the problem for me is that none of those movies sound like they have really fast cars or guns in them. And so it just didn't really like stand out to me.
That's totally fair. You know, I don't know why I didn't think of that, obviously.
Yeah.
That's hella funny.
I'm going to put it on the list of movies I feel bad about not watching. But I hope everyone else goes and sees it.
It's good. It's a cry movie. And you're, I mean,
yeah,
we don't.
I'm
we don't...
always doing that anyway.
Fast Cars is definitely more up your alley.
Yeah.
I watched another cry thing called Baby Reindeer on Netflix.
I've never heard of that either. Is it like a Netflix original?
Netflix original, maybe, but it's based on a true story, and okay. It's written by the person that stars in it. It's basically like his life story.
Autobiography?
I would not recommend it to you. It's heavy.
Okay.
It's very heavy. But it was also very good and very well acted for someone that actually experienced the things that happen.
Actually kind of a unique setup, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. The acting was incredible. It's about this man who has this stalker and about his history with sexual abuse. It's heavy. Mm-hmm. But it was good.
Okay.
And then I tried to watch Star Wars and just got so bored.
Which Star Wars?
The first one. Well, because...
Wait, why did you try to watch them. Star Wars?
Because it was May the 4th.
Oh, was someone making you do this? Or were you just like trying it?
I'm just trying it. Okay.
Okay, wait. When you say the first one, do you mean...
The fourth one.
Like, okay.
The first it's one, that's the fourth one.
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
It's so boring.
How far did you get into it?
Well, I think it continued to play while I was scrolling through TikTok. But, yeah. I don't know. I want to like it.
Yeah. It's interesting because I think a lot of people who were big Star Wars fans from way back kind of aren't anymore because of the oversaturation of content and because of some legitimate complaints about all prequels and sequels that have come since the original trilogy. And then people who like never got into it think that the old ones are lame. And then I don't know, like, are there people who the first one they saw is like The Force Awakens and they're like, these movies are cool? Have you seen The Force Awakens?
I haven't seen any of them.
Okay, so I might recommend that you start with The Force Awakens because
it's essentially, that's the newest trilogy, right?
Yeah, that's the first one in the newest trilogy, or it maybe isn't called that, and I don't actually know what they're called, but I'll find out and tell you. Because it's essentially, it's the first / fourth movie again. It's just, like, retold with, like, a bigger enemy. But it's the plot is so similar. And I think, like, with the cinematography and the cast and all of those things... and like current technology and just like how good it looks as a movie to watch with your eyes, I think you'd have an easier time getting into the universe with the new stuff.
I totally agree. And I remember seeing the trailer, excuse me. I remember seeing the trailer for the new movies and thinking, oh, I really want to watch this, but I want to see the before ones too, before I watch it. I want the same experience as everyone else, but maybe I can't. Maybe I just fucking can't.
No, I wouldn't start. You might not be able to. We did a rewatch not that long ago in timeline order. So, like, not when they were released chronologically, but, like, episode 1, 2, 3, and then I think 4, and then Rogue One is, like, somewhere in the middle of that, and then whatever, so on and so forth. And I thought that was really fun. But I found when rewatching 4, 5, and 6 that they were not as exciting as I remembered them being when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So, but I already have like a relationship with these characters, so I'm happy to see them. And if I didn't, I probably wouldn't be, you know? It's totally kind of a hot take probably. Sorry, Star Wars fans, but.
Sorry, nerds.
Sorry, nerds. There's a lot of really cool stuff that comes from it. And I think if you are going to watch them, if you're going to suffer through it, there's a podcast called The Newcomers, which I've maybe talked about before, where Nicole Byer and Lauren Lapkus watch movies that they never had any interest in watching that everybody loves. And then they review them. So they do Star Wars for one of their seasons. And it might make it more fun to be like, I'm watching this so I can listen to these other people who don't give a shit about Star Wars talk about it.
That sounds perfect.
It could be a good, like, companion project.
Hell yeah.
We've been watching Batman movies because that's what they're doing now. And we had to watch Batman versus Superman, the Ultimate Edition. It was 3 hours long. It was so boring. Lord. Oh, and I like Batman.
But everyone's so sexy in it.
Oh. I didn't know.
Well, speaking of movies that everyone loves that I haven't seen, I have some friends coming over tonight to watch the second Lord of the Rings movie. Lord of the
Wings. I was hoping. Ward of the Wings.
Ward of the Wings, too.
I was hoping that's what you were going to say. That's exciting.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch that tonight, and I am excited about it, because I loved the first one.
Yeah.
Those and they're new enough. Good. The production value is good that they're just not boring.
Yes. They're easier to look at. It's really true. We watched an episode of Julia Childs, the French chef, last night, and she was making a tartartan, and it was... Now I definitely can't say it. I'm not sure I said it right the first time, but now I'm overthinking it. It's like an upside-down caramelized apple tart. It's a very, like, classic French thing that I've always been too chicken to make, and... it was so hard to watch because the video quality was so grainy and the audio was like so muffled. And when I tell you that Julia Child just like sloshed a bunch of mushy apples onto a plate and said, this is perfect, serve it. I was blown away.
I mean, she's a master of her craft.
Absolutely. I mean, it was like kind of delightful, but it was, even though I like her and I like French cooking, it was so hard to watch just because of how much better things look and sound now. And I'm just like such a snob.
Maybe, like, the video wasn't muffled and that's just her voice.
Well, that's part of it. But it was more than that, more than just her voice, which is a lot. Not everyone is blessed with these. Oh, probably. I was going to say something nice about how we have nice voices.
We really do.
I think we do.
Yours
dulcet
especially.
Tones. That's what I was going to say.
Hell yeah, I like that.
And then I was going to Google whether or not Julia Child is dead, but I'll do that next week. And it'll be good. On the fab check.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, I don't have anything else. I'm all out.
Okay. I don't think I have anything either. Should we go home? We're both at home. Should we get out of here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you want to get the fuck out of here? I think is how that goes.
Oh, that's how it goes. Okay. Yeah. Let's. Let's do that.
All right. Big ups to Nathan Rupp of Cloud Collective for the use of our theme song, No Dancehalls on the Sun. You can find them on SoundCloud under Cloud Collective Records.
Thanks, as always, to Adam for our corkboard song, Great Adventure. You can find Nothing at adamoliveris.com. I went there today, and it is available for purchase on GoDaddy.
I checked it today, too. That's awesome.
But we still thank Adam for the music.
Yeah, and for appearing on our last episode. Thanks.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, love you.
Love you. Have a good day.
Have a nice life.
Okay, I will.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Watch the Twin Towers.
I don't think it's called that.
Is that what it's called?